in high school and you're about to make the decision as to what you're going to do with your life, sometimes you know what you want to do and sometimes you don't. And we have a young man with us. His name is Sigilfrede Garcia. He is from Watsonville and he joins on the KFCO Live Line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. How's everybody?
We're all good, thank you. We're close to your home of Watsonville. Which school did you go to in Watsonville?
I went to Aptos High, actually.
Okay, and did you have an idea when you were in high school as to where you wanted your life to go? Did you think about perhaps going to college before you considered joining the Marines?
I did, but, you know, coming from a more humble family, we didn't really have the expenses to pay for college, so I figured the Marine Corps would not only give me some discipline, but as well help me out in the future.
Did you think that perhaps discipline was a good thing for you?
I've always, growing up, I've always had discipline within our family, so I figured the Marine Corps wouldn't be too big of a transition. And it wasn't.
Good. So you chose that you wanted to be a Marine. Why a Marine as opposed to any other facet of the armed services?
Just growing up and not really knowing anything about the armed forces, the Marine Corps was always labeled to be the best, and that's what I wanted. I wanted the challenge. I didn't want to take the easy route. I wanted to be the best, and here I am, and it lives up to its standards.
Do you have siblings?
I do.
Was your family happy for you to make that decision to join the Marines?
They were. My mother was a little bit I would say upset that her baby was leaving. 1,300 miles away. And she's a little bit sad not to see me as often as possible, because my family is actually in Nebraska.
And so you are now based in Camp Pendleton, and you are now a small arms technician in the Marines. What made you take that particular route?
I wanted to be a mechanic of some sort, so I asked to be a. I wanted to work with my hands, take things apart, put them back together, make them function properly. And they kind of chose for me. They said a small arms technician, and, I fell in love with it. I love it. I love working with weapons. I like the pride that goes into it, the security, knowing that everybody confides in me, and I'm assuring them that their weapon is going to function properly when the time comes.
And when you went to boot camp, everybody has to go to boot camp. I always think of the boot camp for Marines as being a really, really tough boot camp to get through. Was that the case, Silverado?
It's a culture shock. It's no small deal. Boot camp is it's boot camp. It's, like I said, the best in the Marine Corps. The Marines are the best, so their boot camp is the toughest. It was 3 months long, and it's a culture shock, but you get over it, and you try to excel at it, and then that prepares you for everything else in the Marine Corps.
And are you in charge of a whole group, lots and lots of weapons of different kinds?
Yes, we have a whole variety of them, everything from small arms to machine guns to sniper rifles.
I have to say, not too long ago, I went to an armory, and I got to fire off some pretty, pretty awesome handguns, and it's really a rush, isn't it? Besides the obvious pride that you have in your work, just firing a weapon is exciting.
It is. I love weapons on my off time as well. I love hunting. I love recreational shooting, and it's a thrill in itself. Obviously, taking the right methods to do so, and then with all this, I mean, our training, it allows us to be able to function, operate those weapons properly. We get a lot of training. You know, safety is always key when it comes to the Marine Corps, and when handling weapons, it is especially key.
Were your parents migrant workers?
Yes, they were.
And so you were here. They were here in Watsonville, and then they would leave to go to, say, Arizona or something of that nature, and come back.
No, they would normally stay in Watsonville, but eventually the workload was a little bit too much, so that's why we moved to Nebraska in about 2003.
Uh huh. And when you graduated from boot camp, were they able to come and see that graduation with you?
No, unfortunately not. It was too expensive, and they couldn't really leave work. I did have some families down here from Watsonville, though. They were very...
Oh, good, good. What would you say, Silifredo, is the hardest part about your job in the Marines?
I believe it's every day you have to follow certain procedures, especially working in the Armory. I mean, you can't cut any corners. There's a lot of security procedures set in place. There's a lot of accountability, a lot of maintenance, making sure all the weapons are properly inspected before they are shot, and then just having the confidence to answer questions from your higher command. But overall, I love being in a Marine. I love the unit that I'm in. They're especially helpful with my career advancement and just trying to stay in the military.
Okay, so here's a question for you. You signed up as a senior in high school when you were at Aptos High School. You're now a sergeant in the Marines. Are you what they call a lifer for this?
You know that very well. Yes. I believe I'm...
Yeah, it's a tough one. Well, we're losing your signal here. It was nice. I'm glad that we had the opportunity to talk to you because, you know, for some people it's an option that they don't even consider. But it was very interesting to hear that that's what you got into. And I do appreciate time, and we do appreciate your service because it is of service to the country that you were doing. And so good for you, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much.